I do, and I can confirm that today, Friday, there will be a third Emirates flight leaving Dubai going to Dublin, and we hope that this will now be a bit more of a regular service as conditions on the ground allow for it. This is obviously a very tense security situation. We have our first evacuation flight due into Dublin from Muscat in Oman, having bussed over 280 passengers from Dubai for that. That'll come in today as well. We are in discussions, obviously, with Etihad to try and get more direct flights to Dublin from Abu Dhabi. At the moment, a number of Irish people have been able to get from there, but they've gone through London or Frankfurt or Paris.
And with over 24,000 people registered as being in the Gulf region, with a lot more expected to be registered over the coming days, how significant an operation is this for the government?
This is a massive operation, not just from a logistical point of view, but also from a security point of view. This is an active war zone. It is extremely dangerous. Just to give clarity on the evacuation flight from Muscat, that required, after thankfully 24,400 people have registered, now not all of them want to come home. A lot of these are long-term residents and they feel perfectly safe and secure in the UAE. But there's just over 2,500 who have contacted our consular lines, and they've contacted, and a lot of them are looking to leave. So we have a priority listing for the government-run evacuation flight, starting with vulnerable people, pregnant women, those with long-term illness, those with young children. The commercial flights are working primarily to clear the transit backlog. Dubai is the third largest transit hub in the world, and the logistic operation is large. We have taken 280 people by bus over land in a secure convoy from Dubai to Muscat for that evacuation flight. So it is a complex thing, and there's a lot of concern. We still have huge concern that there are a number of Irish people in Qatar where there is no flights in and no land access either. So it is an evolving situation, to say the least.